Good morning, John Baglio with Becky Carlson, Nick Wilchin, Kevin Richards, Britt Nicole, 58 in Grand Rapids, on our way to 82 a little bit later on this afternoon. Morning, Britt.
Good morning. 58 degrees, is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Oh, I stepped out this morning. I was so excited.
Yeah? Why?
It felt amazing. We've been all over the place on the CD release tour.
Uh-huh.
We've been in Texas and Las Vegas, and it's just been extremely hot.
That's true.
So I enjoyed it this morning when I stepped out.
Our average temperature in July here in Michigan was about 67 degrees.
Really?
It was the coolest ever on record here.
That's nice.
And the rest of the country was hot and muggy, as you experienced.
Right.
So this was kind of like the reprieve.
Yeah.
So
Everybody needs to come to Michigan.
You're right. I bet it does feel good here.
It felt amazing.
And 82 a little bit later on this afternoon. And you have just a busy summer going on. I mean, it's almost to the point of being crazy, isn't it?
It's been crazy. The last couple of weeks, the record came out August 11th, uh-huh. The Lost Get Found. And so we just decided to do a promo tour just to, you know, go to different stations and tell people about the new songs and just about what God is doing through the music and the stories that we're hearing. And I'm just so excited to be a part of just God's work and what He's doing through the music. So.
And the new songs, obviously a direct result as you write about what's going on in your life and what's happening, you know, just with stuff. And as you're out touring, I understand that there's some kind of fun things that happen. It's got to be, I've always thought, to go out on the road and do what you do, it's got to be a lot of fun, and you probably have a lot of interesting stories.
Well, it's funny because I get asked this question a lot, you know, are there any funny stories from the road? And for a while there, I was like, I don't really have any funny stories. I must travel with a lot of boring people.
Bless their hearts.
It's been funny this week because, like I said, we have had a crazy week. We've been going to a different city and different state every day.
Uh-huh.
And our guitar player, Albert, who's actually here today, and I asked him if pick on him a little bit. I'll tell you a few funny things really quick. One thing, we were driving down the road the other day. We realized as we're driving that the trunk is open. As we're driving down the interstate,
okay,
we have guitars and merchandise and everything.
Yeah.
We lose a bag, and Albert's like, whoops, forgot to close the trunk. And so we lose Josh, the drummer's bag, and we end up finding it, so the lost got found. And so we were excited about that. We're going to make a little video about that. And then the second funny, really funny thing was we were at Jason's Deli. I don't know if you guys have a Jason's Deli here. Okay, it's a nice little, you know, deli. Just we went there to eat one night after a show.
Uh-huh.
Albert goes to get some ice cream. There's free ice cream there. We love free ice cream.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you guys need to get a Jason's Deli. But he goes to get some ice cream, and right after me, he's getting some, and it's the soft serve. You know, you push down the thing and comes out. And, well, he walks off after getting his ice cream, and Josh, the drummer, I'll tell this as fast as I can, walks over to get some ice cream later, to get a little bit more, his second ice cream. And he realized that Albert had left the ice cream on.
Oh, no.
And there is a pile of ice cream. I mean, the biggest pile of ice cream I've ever seen. So Josh goes over, the drummer, he goes over to the people at Jason's Deli, the workers, and say, hey, are you guys trying to clean out the ice cream machine? And they're like, no. And so Josh walks over to Albert and goes, Albert, you left the ice cream machine on.
Oh, my goodness.
We had ice cream everywhere. It was hilarious. I have a picture of it. I need to post it on my website so you guys can check it out because it is hilarious. We were cracking up.
That needs to be posted. That's hilarious.
It was the best thing, though. I mean, the workers were definitely mad, and we told them we said seriously, we didn't mean to do that. Like, I think they thought we were like playing a joke on them or something. But
Albert, you're a fun guy to travel with. My goodness.
Albert, thanks for letting us tell the stories.
Yes, thanks for letting us embarrass you. It's all good. It is 7:12. Britt Nicole is with us this morning, our not just special guest, but guest co-host, because you know you're used to this. You've been doing this for a while, and so and you're evidently the weather person too.
Yeah.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, but you've got a brand new CD called The Lost Get Found. We're going to get a chance to hear some music live from that CD, not just in the next few minutes, but also later today.
Yeah.
You're going to be at Family Christian Stores in Granville. That's 11:30 to 1. And if you need more info, check out our website, wcsg.org, or give us a call. Maybe you have a question for Britt this morning, 942-9274, 942-WCSG. Traffic and weather next. Here's Plum, God-Shaped Hole on WCSG.
Every point of view has enough.
91.3 WCSG. It's your family-friendly, commercial-free morning show, God-Shaped Hole. That's Plum at 716. Good morning, John Balio with Britt Nicole, 58 Grand Rapids. We're on our way to 82 today. Plenty of sunshine. Just talking about Albert and his little mishap at the deli with the ice cream machine.
Yeah, we were.
Ginormous mound of ice cream on the floor. Hey, Bill.
Yeah. Like, you have the trunk open too, right?
Uh-huh.
Do they ever let him drive?
Albert, we tried to let Albert drive, but we decided it wasn't a good idea after he drove.
I'm figuring if he can't turn the knob, can't close the trunk, I'd be so nervous. I'm thinking to come back behind the wheel.
I'm so sorry for Albert.
John, you know me. This is the way I do things, but
yes,
you know, just my mind kind of works that direction.
Whatever. I know.
So,
well, hey, at least your mind works. I appreciate it,
yeah,
Bill.
But I enjoyed the interview. I love the music, and I'm looking forward to hearing the rest of this interview this morning. Sounds good.
Hey, thanks so much for calling, Bill.
God bless you guys.
Have a great day. God bless you, man. Bye.
Kevin Richards, WCSG, Skyview Traffic, every 15 minutes.
WCSG.
718, good morning, John Balio with Britt Nicole.
Sunny skies of 82, showers and storms are likely to come through with a low of 68 tonight.
All right.
Tomorrow, scattered T-storms?
Thunderstorms.
Yeah, Thunderstorms. 79 degrees. And Friday, cooler, breezy with a couple of showers. 72 degrees.
Gotta love those T-storms. We're at 60 in Kalamazoo, mostly cloudy. 60 on the lakeshore, clear in Holland. Grand Rapids, partly cloudy and 58. Gonna hear from Britt Nicole live in studio at the Lost Get Found next. Right now, Remedy Drive on 91.3. Morning, 722, John Balio and Britt Nicole, 58, Grand Rapids, partly cloudy skies right now. It's going to be sunny, 82 today. It's looking very good.
It's pretty out there.
If you missed it earlier, Britt actually sang the weather forecast.
I did. I tried.
No, you did not try. You succeeded.
You liked it?
I liked it.
Good. Hey, let's try it again on the next weather thing.
745, listen for Britt singing the weather. Only here, exclusively.
That's right. I'll never do it anywhere else.
That's right.
Just for you, John.
Just remember that. Okay. Well, Britt, it is so good to have you here. And, you know, we hear comments like this all the time from people like Kevin talking about his daughter.
My six-year-old daughter goes to sleep to this album every night. Got it at the father-daughter banquet. And now she's starting to beg me, when are tickets going to go on sale for the next father-daughter banquet?
Oh, it was last
six
year.
6 years old, John.
Six years old.
Thanks, John. Have a great morning.
He's talking about, of course, father-daughter banquet a couple of years ago when you were here, and people are still talking about that.
Awesome.
And, you know, it is so cool. There are so many young girls that really do look up to you. In fact, I want to share an email with you I got from a listener just this morning.
Love that.
Said she saw you in concert recently.
Mm-hmm.
Said, I loved watching all of the girls that were all basically the age of the girls that I teach. She's a grade school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I love that there is someone other than Hannah Montana for them to look up to.
Mm.
I love that they are being told by someone, quote-unquote, famous and real, that they can do and be whatever they want.
Wow.
This is such an important message to send these girls.
Mm.
And I've taught too many third and fourth graders who have already felt broken and defeated. Mm. So I'm so blessed, thankful, and proud of the ministry that Britt has to these young, impressionable girls.
Wow. That's amazing.
Is that incredible? And it's true, isn't it?
Thank you.
You do have a lot of girls that look up to you and appreciate that.
It's true. And what she said about even, you know, third and fourth graders being broken, even at a young age, man, and the fact that she's seeing that as a school teacher. And I know I see it every night at concerts and young girls and even young guys, you know, maybe who come from broken homes or who have just gone through some tough times. It's awesome to be able to offer them love and hope and to, like she said, to be real with them and to say, you know what? I've gone through some hard things too. I watched my parents go through a divorce when I was younger, but God is faithful and he loves you and he's not going to leave you. And to be able to share that message and to be able to say, you know what? God has done it in my life and he's going to do it in yours. I love that. It's so exciting. So thank you for sharing that with me this morning.
And you know, it's so cool at your concerts to see that all these girls just kind of gather around the stage and they just really are looking up to you and you share directly to them your heart. And I think that's really something that they need to see, is just how real that you are, that you've been through stuff like this. And
right.
You've written a song called Don't Worry Now.
Yes.
That I think we should share. I mean, could you tell us about where that song came from?
Yeah, I wrote this song after seeing my parents go through a divorce. I was 7 years old. And like I said, I do see young girls every night just kind of run to the front of the stage. And some of them are just excited. And then some of them are crying out for just help, you know. But the song just talks about that even though it was a hard thing to walk through, that God was there for me and he was there to offer me hope and healing. And he told me through the whole time, don't worry, I'm going to turn this into something good. And he's used it for his glory. So I'm just thankful for his healing and that I'm able to share a message of hope, like I said, with girls around the world.
Mm. Your chance to meet Britt Nicole, maybe bring your daughters by Family Christian Store in Granville today, 11:30 to 1, signing autographs, doing an unplugged mini concert as well. This is Don't Worry Now from Britt Nicole. Good morning from 91.3 WCSG.
7 years old, you heard me cry.
91.3 WCSG with your family-friendly, commercial-free morning show, Don't Worry Now. From Britt Nicole, who joins us this morning.
Good morning.
Going okay, Britt?
I'm doing good. I'm wide awake. I'm just...
Really?
I'm
not. How do you do that?
I think it's this coffee right here. You're
oh,
not?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm feeling just awake.
I'm halfway through my
excited.
Mocha and I'm still... No. It's going to be a beautiful day. Sunny at 82 this afternoon. We still have about 58 in Grand Rapids. Some sunshine poking through. Don't Worry Now. I just heard from Britt Nicole. It's off your Say It CD, right?
That's right. Yeah, Say It came out about 2 years ago.
And I have this inside information that you have a brand new CD out.
That's right. Yeah, it just came out. Everybody's kind of been going, when's it coming?
Yeah.
So it's finally here. It came out August 11th. It's called The Lost Get Found, and you can get it on iTunes or there's several places online to get it. You can also get it like Lifeway, Family Christian, all different stores. You can pick it up at. So.
Okay, and if you need more info on that, got a direct link on the morning show page, wcsg.org, keyword mornings.
Awesome.
So you can find the CD there as well. It is 7:31. More with Britt Nicole, including live in studio, The Lost Get Found. 91.3 WCSG. It's your family-friendly, commercial-free morning show in Wonder from the Newsboys. Good morning. I'm John Valio, special guest co-host in this morning, Britt Nicole.
That's right. I'm here with you, John.
Going to be singing the weather forecast in just mere moments.
I'm ready to do that.
You are? Okay, good. 7:39, we have sunshine now poking through. We're still in the upper 50s, but headed to 82 with sunny skies today. Still plenty of grilling and chilling to be done.
That's right.
With WCSG's Listener Family Name Game, it's underway. And I tell you, Britt, we're giving away tomorrow morning a brand new gas grill.
That's what you just told me. That is such a cool gift.
Isn't that a cool prize?
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
And a bundle of meat for the freezer. So, I mean, you don't have to worry about the meat. And
that's right. You don't even have to go buy it. It's there for you. And
that's right.
So you definitely want to win. And a way they can win also is by coming by, right?
Yep.
To the concert today.
That's right.
I'm going to be playing a show with my band and playing some new songs off the record. So come out because you're going to double your chances to win.
That's right. Family Christian Store in Granville, 11:30 to 1. Your chance to meet Britt. You'll be signing too, right?
Signing autographs. Love to meet everybody that comes. So.
And right now, we need to get somebody instantly qualified as a finalist for this grand prize.
That's right. Shirley Sutton from West Olive, and she is one of the finalists for competition.
If she calls us back in 10 minutes.
That's right. So, Shirley, get on the phone right now. Call us.
Sutton from West Olive, you said, right?
Shirley Sutton from West Olive.
942-9274, 942-WCSG. Give us a call, Shirley. We'll get you in the grand prize drawing tomorrow morning at 7:40 is when that happens. It is 7:40 right now, and we've got a brand new CD from Britt. I'm holding it in my hand right now. The Lost Get Found.
Yes.
Now, this came out last week on the 11th.
That's right.
But actually, I got a little preview of it before that, so I've probably heard it, I don't know, maybe 13 times.
That's okay. You like it? As long as you like
it. Well, I don't listen to something 13 times if I don't like it. So.
Okay.
No, I do. Awesome. It's really good all the way through. I think it's very well done, very well produced CD. And I tell you, this song, Walk on the Water, wow. Tell me about this song. We want to play this morning.
Yeah, this is definitely one of my favorite songs on the record, and it seems to be one of the favorites of some of the fans and listeners out there. I'm getting a lot of response on this song, but it kind of just talks about the story of when, you know, when Jesus told Peter to step out on the water, it kind of refers to that, you know, that that's always a scary thing to do, to step into the unknown. And sometimes God asks us to do things that are scary or that we feel like we can't do. Yeah. But the cool thing is that with God, we can do it. And he says in his word that we'll do greater things than he did. And so today, if you're listening, just let this song encourage you to step out and to know that you can walk on the water too.
It's off the new CD, The Lost Get Found. Britt Nicole, Walk on Water. 91.3 WCSG, your family-friendly, commercial-free morning show. Britt Nicole, it's off brand new CD. It's called Walk on Water.
Walk on the Water, that's right.
I love that.
Thank you.
Great song, great CD. It's called The Lost Get Found. Your chance to preview that. And the title track, of course, we've been playing for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, The Lost Get Found.
And we're going to hear that live.
Yes.
Unplugged
in studio.
We're going to
sing it for you guys, so stay tuned.
Yep, that's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Now, we also have been talking about the concert ministry that you have. Specifically, it's just amazing to see all the young girls that just really look up to you at these concerts. And good morning.
I just wanted to call in and tell Britt Nicole what a special little lady she was, how she blessed us, and she just was wonderful with all the kids and stuff.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you were just touched my heart the way you were with the kids and stuff, and it's just beautiful. I just loved it.
Oh, thank you so much. What's your name?
Mary Carpenter.
Hi, Mary. Awesome to be able to just minister to them and reach out to them. So thank you.
That was my first Christian concert, and it was great watching you.
Thank you.
I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Mary. I'm so glad you were there, and I'm glad it was your first concert.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So maybe you'll come to more Christian concerts.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, well, check out my website too, Mary, because I actually come to Michigan a lot, so I'd love to see you or meet you again maybe at another concert.
Okay,
cool.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Mary.
You.
Thank you so much. You have a great day. God
you
loves
too.
You.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're getting ready to go out on tour very soon, is that right?
That's right. We are on a CD release tour right now, so yeah. You can check out the website for that. It's brittnicole.com. And then I'm going to be headed out on a tour called Revolve, which is an all-girl event, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I don't just do ministry just for girls. It kind of sounds like it this morning. But actually, it was funny. Last night, we had a group of little boys, about 10 little boys that came through the line.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, we love you too, and we're not girls. And I was like, good.
Don't forget the boys. That's right.
But this is an all-girl event called Revolve. It's actually a thing Women of Faith puts on. Mm. And it starts September 11th, and it goes all the way to the end of December. It's a two-day event every Friday and Saturday night. So just, yeah, check out the website. Love to meet you guys and love to see you there.
All right. Check out the events and things that Britt's up to on her website. You can link to that directly through the Morning Show page at WCSG.org, keyword mornings. Right now, 7:47. Let's check WCSG Skyview Traffic. Kevin Richards with the latest for us.
WCSG Skyview Traffic every 15 minutes.
WCSG.
7:48 at WCSG. I'm John Palio. She's Britt Nicole.
That's right. And this is my country version of the weather for today.
Oh, nice.
Sunny skies. Oh, wait. That's the one I did earlier.
Is it?
That's the song I sang earlier. Wait, I got to make him a new one. Okay. Sunny skies of 82. Showers and storms are coming through. With 68, I can't do country music. Sorry,
nice.
I'm trying.
I thought that was good.
I'm a pop artist. Okay. Scattered T-storms. If you guys don't know what that is, it's thunderstorms. I learned that this morning.
Yes, that's how I abbreviate thunderstorms.
Pretty awesome.
It's
thank you, John, for writing that out for me. 79 degrees on tomorrow. And then Friday, it's going to be a little cooler, breezy, with a couple of showers, and it's going to be 72 degrees.
We're at 60 in Kalamazoo under clouds, but clearing out. 62 in Battle Creek on the lakeshore. 60 in Holland, Grand Rapids checking in at 58. Partly sunny skies. And Britt Nicole next on 91.3 WCSG. It's your family-friendly, commercial-free morning show. Always. That's from Building 429. 7:54. Good morning, John Balio. A special guest co-host, Britt Nicole. Good morning, Britt.
That's right. Good morning.
58 with some sunshine now. It's going to be a beautiful day today. Sunny and 82 and not really muggy at all.
Yeah,
so
it feels so nice out.
Enjoy Michigan while you're here, right?
Yes. I don't want to leave. Do I have to?
No, you don't have to. Stick around. I think everybody would be okay with that.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've been listening to you guys this morning. I was wondering, is that CD Britt Nicole's already out in stores?
Yes. This is Britt. Hello.
Good. How are you?
Good. How are you? What's your name?
My name's Amanda. I just wanted to let you know that that Walk on Water song
yes.
is awesome.
Oh.
That is an awesome song. I've been dealing with just some doubts and fears of my own, and the same thing that kept running through my head, let go of the side of the boat, like Peter, you know? Mm. And so when I heard that song, I just went, oh, I gotta go get that song. That's my song.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It's a beautiful song.
Thank you, Amanda. It is available, and it came out August 11th. You can get it online. You can get it, like, on iTunes. You can get it at your local Christian bookstore.
I think maybe we'll stop in today.
Yeah.
My daughter likes you a lot, too.
And we're going to be, John, where...
We're going to be at Family Christian in Granville.
Family Christian in Granville today. Okay. If you'd like to come, I don't know if you would be able to make it out there, but that'd be really cool. We're going to be hanging out there and signing some CDs.
Cool. That would be awesome. Well, I just wanted to tell you that song stopped me. And I was like, this is my song. Exactly what I've been dealing with. So thank you very much.
Well, we hope to see you a little bit later today, Amanda.
Yeah, and I love CSG. Thank you guys for your ministry. It helps me. I can't even tell you in words. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. God bless you. We'll see you later, okay?
We just encourage you. God's going to help you get out of the boat, and he's going to help you overcome your fears. So.
You got that right.
You be strong.
So good.
We've been waiting for it all hour. I know people are waiting to hear The Lost Get Found.
Yes, it's finally here.
This is the title track from the CD, and tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, John, I wrote this song several months ago. I had just left a youth conference with my youth group. I'm a youth leader at a church in Nashville, and I had went there just with them and kind of went to support them and just be praying for them, but God ended up doing something awesome in my life. I left that youth conference with just a passion to reach the lost. And I was driving home. It's a 3-hour drive back to Nashville from Alabama. That's where I was. And just everywhere I would stop, whether it was like a gas station or just stopping to eat, I'd feel God just tug at my heart and say, go talk to this person, go talk to that person. And it was a little scary, but also just really cool to just, for my eyes to be open to see God's heart for people and just for those who need him and who need his love. And so that's what this song is about. God did give me an opportunity one day, and I did not reach out. I wasn't obedient to his spirit. And so after doing that, I thought, you know what? I can't do that anymore. I don't want to be selfish, God. I don't want to think about me. I want to be used by you to reach the lost. And so just excited to share this song with you guys this morning and encourage you guys to just reach out to those around you who need God's love.
Live in studio, Britt Nicole with The Lost Get Found.
World at your fingertips, and you know you have the chance to change it.
Thank you, Britt Nicole and The Lost Get Found. Title track for the new CD. That was awesome.
That's right. Thank you so much for having us today and letting us share that song with you.
Well, thanks for being here, spending the hour with me, and being a good sport about doing the weather for me as well. That was great.
That was fun.
Britt Nicole going to be at Family Christian Stores in Granville later today, 11:30 to 1. She'd love to meet you.
I'd love to meet you guys. Please come out.
Sign some CDs, do a little unplugged mini concert as well. So
you're
going
to hear some new songs. They're all going to hear new songs off the record. So.
Awesome. 11:30 to 1, Family Christian in Granville. We hope to see you there. And thanks again, Britt. It's always a pleasure. Pleasure to have you here.
Good to see you.